Today is Tuesday, April 30th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. It's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. You pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or even towards a future rent payment. Earn points on paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. According to multiple sources, Israeli officials are concerned that the International Criminal Court is preparing to issue arrest warrants for Prime Minister Netanyahu, as well as senior Israeli officials, on charges related to the Gaza military campaign, including preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid and pursuing an excessive military response. It's also been reported that the ICC is weighing arrest warrants for Hamas leaders as well. It's unclear how imminent this would be, or if the approval of arrest warrants would even result in immediate arrests. However, two Israeli officials are at least freaked out enough to tell Axios that Netanyahu asked President Biden during a phone call on Sunday to help prevent the ICC from issuing the warrants. That is on top of their previously reported dialogue about the hostage and ceasefire negotiations and the need to increase humanitarian aid. While there is no reporting that Biden has stepped in, Axios is also reporting that U.S. Congress members from both parties have attempted to warn the ICC against issuing those warrants, led by Speaker Mike Johnson. This is getting messy. And messier and messier. A coalition of nearly 100 attorneys and counting in the U.S. and internationally, including over a dozen who work for the Biden administration, have signed onto a letter urging President Biden to halt military aid to Israel on the grounds that the country's actions in Gaza are not in line with U.S. and international humanitarian law. The letter accuses Israel of violating U.S. statutes, including the Arms Export Control Act and the Geneva Convention statutes that prohibit disproportionate attacks on civilians. To add to the pile, a new report from Amnesty International also calls for the Biden administration to halt arms sales to Israel, alleging that it has used U.S.-supplied weapons against Palestinian civilians in violation of international law. The report details specific incidents in which this has happened, as well as which weapons were used, and accuses the Israeli government of violating best practices for protecting civilians in wartime, such as by issuing unrealistic evacuation orders, arbitrary detentions, and torture of Palestinians in the West Bank. Then there are the campus protests, with its epicenter at Columbia University, where negotiations between the school and student protest leaders were at an impasse. But in order to avoid calling back the police, Columbia gave the student encampment a deadline to disperse yesterday at 2 p.m. or else face suspension. As anyone familiar with people below age 25 could have guessed, the students did not move at 2 p.m., and Columbia has already begun issuing suspensions and notifying those students individually via email. But Columbia students aside, the encampment movement has already spread, with police action leading students to double down at universities across the country, including at high-profile Ivies such as Harvard, UPenn, and Yale. At the University of Texas yesterday, protesters were arrested and pepper-sprayed again. In one rare case, though, protesters at Northwestern University reached an agreement with the school, which will require the removal of all tents, but will allow for peaceful protests through the end of the spring semester. It also restricts the demonstration area to students, faculty, and staff of the school, unless given further approval. Next, we have some legal action on the matter of trans rights. We'll do the bad news first. The attorneys general of several Republican states, including Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Texas, have filed lawsuits to challenge a federal expansion to Title IX that the Biden administration made in an effort to protect transgender students. Specifically, it forbids discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, bans blanket policies that bar transgender students from school bathrooms, as well as broadens protections for students against sexual harassment and misconduct. And don't worry, more Republican-controlled states, including Indiana, South Dakota, and Tennessee, have expressed that they're excited to show their asses by joining on to these lawsuits as well. On the better news front, and for today's final story, a federal appeals court ruled that state healthcare plans must pay for gender-affirming surgeries, and that West Virginia's policy violated the anti-discrimination provision of the Affordable Care Act. The presiding judge, Judge Gregory, wrote in the majority opinion that, quote, "In this case, discriminating on the basis of diagnosis is discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sex, because gender dysphoria is so intimately related to transgender status as to be virtually indistinguishable from it. So you can expect that this ruling has already been appealed by the time this episode comes out. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner Bilt. Bilt is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. Pay your rent every month through the Bilt Rewards app and watch the Bilt points roll in. You can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. I use Bilt and I can vouch that it is great. You get lots of points for doing something that you would be doing anyway, and you can get airline status without actually having to fly on the airlines. So go get those points and earn them by paying rent right now when you go to joinbilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.